It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a guest about the merging of the nation's two largest cable companies and what it can mean for consumers.
Before we get to that, we're going to share some songs. Every once in a while, we share suggestions for different books or music. Today, we're sharing suggestions for workout songs.
We want to hear your favorite songs to sweat to. What songs pump you up and why? What kind of music do you like to work out to? What makes a great workout song? Call in and share your song suggestions with us right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
We have Central Time producer Amanda Magnus with us in the studio now. She claims to work out a lot and has song suggestions from the Wisconsin Public Radio staff she's going to share. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
So what is it that makes a great workout song?
Well, one person said a good workout song is something that motivates you and something that you could really dance to. Another person, I put this on my Facebook page, said anything that's 120 beats per minute or more. So I think
like Eye of the Tiger, right?
I
think that's right.
So
it's pretty close.
Staying Alive.
Yep.
That's 120 beats per minute. So anything that's upbeat and motivational.
You sent out a staff-wide email here at WPR. I got a lot of responses. Not from me. I don't really work out much. But what kind of songs did our coworkers recommend?
All different kinds of songs. So the first one that I want to play from you is from Joe Hartke. He's one of the engineers that does a lot of work on Central Time. Mm-hmm. And he says he likes to listen to mashups. His reasoning is, because your mind begins to wander when you're running, why not give it a dose of pop ADHD? So here's the song that he recommended, a mix from DJ Schmally.
Took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shape?
So that's interesting. All Right Now, over kind of a, a techno beat there. Like, that keeps the mind engaged.
Definitely. And this is something that he found on SoundCloud. He also recommended the band Girl Talk. So another one that I got is from our very own Chris Molina, another producer here on Central Time. He said he usually likes to chat while he's running. He runs frequently with friends, and so he likes to talk. But when he listens to music, he listens to stuff like this.
I'm starting to think that these workout songs give you an interesting insight into people's inner psyche, one that I'm not sure I want to know about.
It does. It definitely tells you a lot about the people that are recommending these songs. But that was Du Hast by Rammstein, I think is how you say it. So that was another fun one. And then I got a completely different suggestion from Galen Druk, another producer on Central Time. He suggested this song by Robin.
I'm in the corner watching you kiss.
That'd be an interesting mashup between those two. Do we want, when we're working out, something that stands out in our brains or something that fades to the background? Or are we getting two schools of thought from our coworkers?
You know, I think everybody wants something that's going to push them forward, that's going to stay at the forefront of their mind. That's my impression. And when I personally work out, I want something that's going to keep my mind on the music and not on how much my legs hurt.
And you're pretty much always working out, as I understand it. So this is the topic dear to your heart. Well, let's see what some of our listeners have to say. Pedro is joining us now from Fond du Lac. Hi, Pedro.
Yeah, Metallica, Master of Puppets. You know, I'm a kid of the 80s, so, you know, but fast metal. I told the screener, too, that I'm actually working towards getting certified as a personal trainer, and it's pretty well known in the workout. Maybe you've noticed or said it already. I don't think you did. But it's very well known that people will work out at the pace of the music that they're listening to. So if you're kind of struggling to crank up the intensity in your workout, then try listening to music that's a little faster. But I generally like heavier music. So the name of my playlist is Heavy Workout Music.
Nice.
I like Boom by POD. Here comes the boom. Like, yes, right. I want the intensity, you know. I want stuff to make me feel intense. So.
And when you're a trainer, are you going to hit your clients with some serious Metallica and other metal?
Well, you know what? Like I said, it's really about the pace, like so the actual tempo. So, I mean, you have to listen to the stuff that you like, obviously. I mean, you shouldn't just listen to something because it's all about the tempo. So if you're doing like step aerobics, you know, like I said, everything is about the tempo, and your body is going to pretty much work at the tempo that of the music you're listening to. So that's a really easy way to crank up your workout.
I'm thinking of Fred Hatfield and Arrested Metallica, imagining people doing step aerobics to their music. I don't know if that's the original intention.
I can't see step aerobics to Chris's necessarily. The
Rammstein, yeah.
Right, the Rammstein. All right, well, thanks for the suggestions, Pedro. And let's move it along to Carrie in Elroy. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
What is your favorite workout song?
I was listening to everybody, and it's pretty much the beat thing, and Happy and Get You Going in the Temple. I also take a spin class, and I love to listen to Prince, especially like Raspberry Beret or 1999, and just crank it up because it's got such a good tempo and a good beat to it, and it's good when you're running, and it's good when you're biking. It's just, I just love it. It's always good. I turn that on, and I just jam to that.
Thanks a lot. Amanda, are you getting ideas that you'll give a try next time you work out?
Yeah, I mean, some of these are pretty classic workout songs. I'd say a lot of 90s music, which some of Prince is. I kind of think of Prince as a 90s
80s
music.
80s into 90s.
Yeah, 80s yeah. and 90s. Those are really good songs to pump you up and keep you going. So Prince is classic. Great suggestion.
And you have another suggestion here. This one comes from WPR's director, Mike Crane. What did he like?
Okay, so he really likes this one song from Mumford & Sons, but the whole Babel album. So let's take a listen.
So what's his case for this song and for Mumford & Sons in general?
He says a lot of their songs have changes in tempo that let him speed up and slow down over the course of the song when he's on a treadmill, which is good for interval training. But he did say the hardest part for him is that these songs make him want to sing out, which would be really weird to do on the treadmill.
Sometimes people do it, though. Yeah, I've seen them.
I've seen it, too.
I don't know. So the tempo changing thing is problematic for me when I work out or when I'm running, when I've still got, you know, a minute left of a high intensity and suddenly the song goes into a low, mellow tone. I just kind of it makes you want to die.
Yeah, and I'll also say I'm pretty strict with any intervals that I do, and so I can't just change it at the pace of a song. It needs to be 5 minutes at this particular speed, and then I'm going to change it after that. So usually songs that change tempo don't work for me.
We'll bring our callers back in now. We've got Dan on the line in Menominee. Dan, hi.
Hi there. How you doing?
All right. What's your workout music?
Well, it's actually a genre of music that most people don't know exists. It's called folk metal, which is heavy metal music that's usually sung about old Viking sagas. And let me tell you what, there's nothing like being in that last mile and hearing a driving bass beat about riding into battle with gods at your side to get
wow.
you going.
I want
to
hear that.
Can you name a name? Is this like Yngwie Malmsteen or that kind of thing?
Oh, no, it's past Rammstein. I would recommend Amon Amarth, Guardians of Asgard is a great song to start off on.
All right. Folk, Norwegian folk metal.
Guardians of Asgard. I'm going to look that up, actually. Thank you so much for that. And let's see. We've got one more here. Your favorite workout song, Amanda.
Okay. So this is my favorite workout song. I don't know what it is about this song. It just really pumps me up. I've been listening to it for months, and I'm not sick of it yet. So let's take a listen.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta chip, turn it up. You gotta chip, turn it up. You gotta chip, turn it up.
Okay, as visual here, Amanda is almost working out. She's dancing around here to this song. So tell us about this. Why did this grab you as a good workout song?
You know, I think it's just the really thumping beat and just the tough vocals. I don't know. It sounds like so robotic. I don't know why that appeals to me. Usually it doesn't. But in this particular song, it just keeps me going like a machine.
And this is Britney.
Yes. Well, this is Will.i.am featuring Britney Spears. It's called Scream and Shout. And there's a consensus in our office, even though Galen, Chris, and I picked very different songs. We all agree that Britney is pretty good to work out to, generally speaking.
I have to second that. Although I would have picked Toxic.
Yeah, there's Toxic. That's good. Some new ones, Till the World Ends, I Want to Go. She's been doing a lot of dancey hits lately that are fabulous for getting you pumped up and ready to go.
All right. Well, some great inspiration there. And you can keep sharing your favorite workout music, by the way. Just head over to the Central Time Facebook page. We are Central Time on WPR. Amanda, thanks a lot for sharing these workout songs with us.
Yeah, thanks. I got some good suggestions.
That's Amanda Magnus, Central Time producer, director, and workout maniac.